hit that. I've got the craziest story, and I promise it's true. Childhood trauma when it comes to an Easter egg hunt that my mom planned. We'll talk more about it coming up. Down the money trail. Somebody needed that reminder, though, I guarantee it. Easter is coming up here in a few short days. Good Friday here at Iowa's Country Station, 92.5 KJJY. 8:17, 40 degrees on our way to a high of 67. Perfect spring day. Now, here's my childhood trauma story when it comes to Easter egg hunts. And it's a true story, I promise. So when I was growing up, my mom really did get into Easter, especially when I was younger. And I would have been in like first or second grade this year. We had a dog named Benji. That dog was so loyal and so smart. But then behind us, there was a golden retriever named Carmel. And that dog took smart to another level. That dog would walk us, I'm not joking, would walk us to and from school, walk us to school, and then know when to come back to walk us home. Anyway, my mom put together this elaborate Easter egg hunt, colored all the eggs, put them all around the house. I mean, backyard, front yard, really did a great job. And so my sister and I, we were so excited when we woke up because the Easter baskets, of course, Easter Bunny had come, baskets were out there. But before we got to the basket, she said, let's go outside and let's find the Easter eggs. So Gina and I go out there, we're looking and we're looking and we're looking and there's no eggs. And I remember now as an adult looking back at my mom and she's just got this crazy bewildered look on her face like those eggs are supposed to be there. I mean, again, she put so much time into this Easter egg hunt that we were doing. And come to find out, Benji and Carmel were looking pretty sick. Those two dogs had went around the entire house and gobbled up all those eggs, shells included. My mom had to take the dogs to the vet. Thankfully, they were okay. But like I said, they gobbled them all up. There were no eggs to be had in that Easter egg hunt. Back then, I was crying from what I remember. But now as an adult looking back, it's pretty funny because I don't know if that's happened to anybody else out there.